Okay, great. It's a little complicated. I'm not Stephanie Jo Cott. She's at home about to have a baby, so I'm here instead. I'm Alice Ammerman, one of the co-authors here. I'm at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in the Department of Nutrition, and I direct our Prevention Research Center. And Stephanie is at East Carolina University in the eastern rural part of the state, and this is part of a Center for Population Health and Health Disparities grant. I'm in the food and nutrition section, and everybody's very diligent about saying they have no relationships, although it feels kind of sad, like we need more social support or something. We have no relationships. But anyway, I guess maybe in the food area, you know, there's complicated things with the food industry and that sort of thing. So, by way of introduction, can you all hear me okay? I'm tall and microphones don't always reach. So, as you've just heard, rural residents in the U.S. are at higher risk for many chronic diseases compared to urban residents, and in part, when it comes to chronic diseases that relate to food and physical activity, this may be due to limited opportunities for healthy food access or physical activity in rural environments. So, the purpose of this presentation is to look at eastern North Carolina residents in a fairly rural county and to look at racial differences between both perceptions of neighborhood barriers and facilitators to both healthy diet and physical activity, and then also whether people support or not policy recommendations that would facilitate healthier food and physical activity environments. So this is part of a much larger study that we call Heart Healthy Lenore, and in 2010 we collected some of this data, and you'll see here that Lenore County is a population of about 60,000 with 23.2% living in poverty. There's one small town that's about a third of that population. The rest is quite rural. And then as a part of this larger Heart Healthy Lenore project, it's a community-based initiative to reduce heart disease. So we recruited Lenore County residents to participate in a lifestyle intervention to reduce heart disease. So we had participants complete an 18-item questionnaire to assess perceived barriers to healthy diet and physical activity, and these are some of the things that we included. Barriers would be things like not enough sidewalks, too many fast food places. You probably heard of the notion of food deserts and food swamps as being kind of the opposite of that, where more exposure to alcohol and unhealthy food options. Not enough parks, trails, or tracks for walking, other things related to affordability of exercise facilities, physical activity programs. Crime is often an issue in terms of restricting physical activity. Restaurants with healthy options, and then increasingly interest in farmers markets and other ways to access fresh produce. We also asked participants to indicate their level of support for seven obesity prevention policy strategies. These come from the Common Community Measures for Obesity that CDC has put out. A few examples of them are whether communities, and we adapted them a little bit for rural areas, whether communities should provide incentives to food stores to locate in rural or low-income areas. There's been a fair amount of work, like the Healthy Food Financing Initiative and other ways to facilitate that. Whether communities should improve access to outdoor exercise and recreation places, such as parks, waterways, and then whether there should be community efforts to improve sidewalks to support walking. So we're presenting the results by race to just get a sense of how this might help inform future interventions. We haven't done all the things one might do to control for economic status and things like that, which certainly is going to be an indicator here as well. So we had 339 participants included here. 63% were African American and 34% white. And in terms of looking at the barriers or the challenges to both nutrition and physical activity, these are the ones where we saw a significant difference between African Americans and whites. kind of speaks for itself, but just to run through that, you see in almost, well, in all of the cases, the responding African-Americans reported higher barriers in terms of not enough bike lanes, too many fast food places, too much crime, unattended dogs, not enough restaurants with healthy choices, or farmers markets and produce stands. And that one was significantly different, or especially significantly different between the two groups. We have an error here. The column in the middle should read white instead of African-American. But you see a similar kind of thing here in that there's greater support for policies coming from the African-American community. So in terms of incentives for food stores that offer healthier options, improving access to outdoor exercise recreation facilities, sidewalks, locating schools within easy walking distance. Now that gets a little more complicated in rural areas because of transportation. Limiting advertisements to healthy foods, and then increasing support for breastfeeding, which is one of the strategies recommended in terms of obesity prevention. So in terms of conclusions, in this sample, which is not a large one, but the African-American population reported a more challenging built environment in which to consume a healthful diet and be active. We want to take this kind of to the next step in looking at some GIS analysis to kind of see what some, there's always differences between perceptions and realities, and sometimes they match and sometimes they don't. African Americans also expressed greater support for policy changes to improve the environment. I guess you could argue that's logical if you feel like you have more barriers in your environment that you would support efforts to try to change that. And so our conclusion that is if we're going to take steps to reduce chronic disease risk and risk disparities, that we need to kind of identify where these disparities exist, what the barriers are, and strategize on how to address those. Just acknowledging our funder, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and of course this is a very collaborative community-based effort, so we have a lot of partnerships with community organizations and groups in Lenoir County. And then, of course, the collaborating institutions on this. I know that was a little speedier. I don't know if you want to take any questions now or you want to.
We are running well ahead. We can take time for a couple of questions before we move into the final presentation, but that's
okay.
Fascinating.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, it's actually quite unsafe along many of the rural highways because there's usually not much of a shoulder, and you know a lot of people are traveling long distance to get places. So many, I mean, there would be some very rural dirt roads, but there are many highways where it's extremely unsafe because very high rate of speed and no shoulder. And yeah, there's kind of an assumption, I think, that there's a lot of activities or a lot of opportunities for physical activity in rural areas, but there really are not very many. People are using more high school walking tracks and things like that, but there's a lot of limitations there.